happen, because that's not what was important to me this morning. I mean, I like a title, you know, it don't really mean nothing other than you can go and tell them, go listen to that sermon, or they'll say, what sermon, you know, praise God. But I'm just going to flow with the Holy Spirit today. Is that okay? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If he's not in it, it's no good anyhow. You might as well go to a bar and fellowship with them. Hallelujah. Might get more entertainment out of it. Praise the Lord. But he's in it. I remember back. Go ahead, Beth, to start it. I remember back whenever we was having the Bible study, and it was inspired by the Lord, the Bible study. But the reason why that I wanted the Bible study, I did it on Tuesdays. And everything, you know. But I saw a lack of the Word of God in Christians' lives, you know. I just thought, man, you know, I don't know. It was just special to me when I got born again. God began to reveal His Word to me, but I got in His Word, you know. And God began to reveal His Word pretty quickly to me. He will you too, you know. And so I'm like, man, I got to have a Bible study, man. I'll teach God's Word and they'll, you know. But anyhow, that was the Lord. Well, I was out there praying. I'm making a point. I was out there praying one afternoon before everybody got there. And I was saying, God, I said, Lord, let your anointing, Lord, we want your anointing, you know, to be in the service, Lord. I don't have nothing. But, Lord, if you anoint your Word when I preach it like you did them, Lord, then they'll be changed, you know, and it'll. And I'm sitting out. I called it a juniper tree, but it wasn't. I was sitting out on that bank out there. Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, "You don't have to ask for the anointing." He said, "All you got to do is show up, and once you show up and start," he said, "you'll be anointed." We've been anointed for a church for 24 years. Hallelujah. We don't have to ask him for the anointing. Praise God. The times that the Holy Spirit has not been able to move, praise God, it's a lot of different reasons. But he's always on. God is always on. His anointing is always. I'm anointed. I'm not anointed part-time. You're not anointed part-time. You're anointed to work. You're anointed to bind. And Luke, principalities and powers, you're anointed for it. Hallelujah. You've been equipped by the Lord. You have a purpose. Your life has a purpose. And you know, I don't care if you're old or young or middle-aged or whatever. You may not realize God. But I'm believing God that when I speak a thing, you've got purpose because it's in the Bible, that the Holy Spirit will quicken you in here. He'll quicken you in here, and that revelation, the gates of hell will not be able to prevail against you. Satan has been trying to stop me ever since I got born again. But what I found out through the Bible is it's not up to God. God done gave me power over him and over darkness. And like Teresa talked about this morning, you know, all the things that Jesus Christ took on him belongs to me and you. After we become believers on the Lord Jesus Christ. A successful life, right? The peace of God all the time. In the middle of trouble. In the middle of hardship. In the middle of your marriage. Having to work on it. In the middle of your kids. Amen. Hallelujah. I told my sister, she's got two teenage boys. I'm believing for them here. They've been to church over yonder, and I don't, you know, and I told her, I said, if they're not somewhere dedicated to that place, you know, I told her, I said, I want them here. And I told her, I said, go home and get your Crisco out. She might not have no anointing oil. Get your Crisco out and anoint you. That's what you need to do, sis, back there. Go home. And get out the Crisco, borrow some anointing oil, whatever you need. It's not really in the oil. It's in your faith. You're applying the blood of Jesus. And you're binding them principalities and powers of the rulers of the darkness of this world that we have power over. They are a defeated foe, hallelujah. But they're crafty. They're sly. They're cunning. They're just like the devil. They're liars. Praise God. They try to lie to you. It won't work. The Bible, God told them, he said, you believe the prophet and you will prosper. Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's not because somebody is a preacher that they get light in God's word only. Right. No, they get light so that they can go and beam it. Yeah. Beam it out. Speak it out. And say, be the warrior God called you to be. Hallelujah. When you get home, anoint your house. Every one of you ought to go anoint your house. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, ain't nothing going on in my house. Keep it that way. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You keep it that way. You walk under that anointing. Walk in it. Walk in that authority. If you don't usurp your authority, Satan will just reign. He'll just rule and reign. Hallelujah. Teresa, this real stern with the grandbaby said, I think daddy give me that, whatever it was. I don't know what it was. Virus. Teresa, she turned around to that grandbaby and said, don't you ever say that again. You don't take it. She's only 10. Let's teach her. She don't have to take it. Jesus died for her, shed his blood, took that sickness on that she don't never have to be sick. But if she don't know that, she won't take authority. And if she, after she knows that, then we have to say, you're going to have to do something, baby, now. Take authority. Resist it. Resist him and he has to go. Hallelujah. See, listen to me. Satan, I was thinking about slaves this morning. I looked up slaves. I just looked up the word slave, you know. And it says slaves or somebody that is legally owned by someone. That's what a slave is. Legally owned by someone. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, before you came to my son Jesus and surrendered to what he did for you, he said you were a legal slave of Satan. That is where humanity is until they're born again. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what the church says. That Bible is very clear. That if we are not for God, we are against him. I needed to know that back down yonder, you know. But anyways, the Lord spoke to me. He said, see, he said, before a person comes to Jesus, they are legally slaves to darkness. Legally. He said, what happened? He said, that is why when you had an impulse to do whatever you was doing, stealing and all of that, he said, you did not possess the power at that time far as the anointing in Jesus to resist it. He said, that's why my prisons, those prisons are full. That's why those hospitals are full. That is why darkness is ruling and reigning, and you see killing, stealing, and just look back at your life before you came to Christ Jesus. Every one of us, if we've not got some victory over darkness, we might not be submitted to the real Jesus. Because let me tell you something, the real Jesus, when we ask him into our heart, brings a transformation with him. I mean, it brings the power of God, hallelujah, and puts it on the inside of you, and that force begins to drive you towards God, towards righteousness. You don't make yourself. Like Teresa brought up, she said, when he comes in, when the Lord is really in our heart and we're really saved and we're praying and all of that, we have something on the inside, the Holy Spirit, the righteousness of God that we are, that wants to do his will, that wants to do right. Amen. And that is where your light is shining. That's where the light begins to shine. Without Jesus in our lives, we are slaves to Satan. And even after we're born again, he wants you to have that slave mentality. He wants you to believe nothing has changed. He wants you to believe that he can just do whatever he wants to do. He wants you to believe, and you didn't believe it. I believe it's because you went here and sat under the word of God. You don't believe God's putting all that on you. Well, Satan will keep you a slave to that. I don't know why God's allowing that. No, God has put you in this earth for you to subdue it. Subdue your marriage. Subdue your relationship. Overcome evil with good. Subdue poverty and lack. Well, I'm on a fixed income. See, you're a slave to that. Don't be a slave to that. Well, I only get 40 hours. You're a slave to the 40 hours. You've got to take the limits off of your God. Take the limits off of God. Well, the doctor says there's no cure. Well, you're a slave to that report. You've got to believe what the Bible says. The Bible says that you are the healed of God. Just like Nita said, she said 3 months ago, I declared I'm healed. She had fluid around her heart, and her heart doing this and that and whatever, you know, and all of that. And I'm sure the lies of the devil and all of that. And then she comes in, she said, and I declared I am healed. Well, she's got a revelation. She got a revelation. Made it real. It was real to her. How many know faith is believing's a choice. You either choose to believe or you choose not to believe. Once you choose to believe, then you're engaged in the power of the kingdom. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. Guy from Uganda, they want me to come over there. Won't you over? I could. They want anybody over here. They want anybody over here got power over the devil over there. Want some Bible money. And so I thought, well, we could send Bibles over there, Lord, but you're not telling me. He said, no, I want you to teach them how to get them. Yeah. I said, yes, sir. And so he said, pray. He said, pray that we get Bibles. Maybe you could partner with the ministry, you know, and all of that. And I'm like, you're going down the wrong road. I'm not moved by you needing Bibles. Right? I'm not moved by your needs. I'm moved by faith in God. And then if you believe Him, your needs will be met according to the Word for you. My God, Paul said, my God will supply all of your needs according to Him. I believe that. Don't you believe it? Then we don't have to go around saying, I don't know if God's going to show up or not. We are not a slave to fear. People are slaves to fear. Hallelujah. See, when we're born, before we're born again, we are slaves to darkness. I don't care if we think we was or not, if we was good and your grandma taught us good and all that. We were born into darkness, born into sin. Tracy explained it very good. Very good during Sunday school. How come we're sinners? And we have need of a Savior. And then when we get born again, we're not sinners anymore. The Bible says we're not. Well, you'll hear Christians. They're a slave to that. We're just old sinners. Saved by grace. We're just old sinners. That's not what your Bible says. Satan wants you to believe that garbage. That you're this slave, you're this the weakling, and you can't do anything about it. You're just an old sinner. We're saying, no, you were a sinner. You're, according to 1 Corinthians 5 over there, you're a new creation. Old things passed away, and behold, all things become new, and then all things are of God. You are not a sinner anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo, that felt good, didn't it? That felt good. Jesus said, because you're continuing in His Word, you are His disciples. He said, and because you're continuing in my word, you will know the truth, and it'll free you. It'll free you from being a slave after you're born again to fear and sin and unrighteousness and powerlessness. The Bible says, whom the Son, and I'm one of them, has set free, but God, and he did. He said, they're free, and I am. And you are. I'm decreeing it. So you go home and you tell that devil, stand up in your house and tell him, listen, you've been here for the last hour. But God, I found out at church today, and it was the Bible backed it up, but God, that I'm supposed to be taking authority over you, and I found it out. And now I come to my house. This belongs to me and God. And I mean, you declare him and kick him out. Hallelujah. See, Christianity is not a figment of our imagination. I'm talking about Christ. I'm going down the road one time, Chris. I'm young in the Lord. I'm young and I'm young in the Lord. And the Lord woke me up about 2 o'clock when I just woke up. And I'm like, man, I need to go back to sleep. Got to get up and go to work, you know. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5. That's all I heard. I've never seen Corinthians. I ain't been saved long enough to even get... I thought I needed to start in Genesis, but see, it's going to be a year before I get to Corinthians. Right? I got up, you know, and I went there and got my Bible, and I turned in there to that, and I didn't understand none of it. But I'm going to quote it to you. See, you don't need to have to get your Bible and have to go get the warrior scriptures. Figure out what was that Brother Scotty said? I think he said that we have power over the devil. No, you need to have the word where he said he gave you power over all. You need that personally, Jesse. I need it personally, Jesse. Not just hear it in church. That's good. That's great. I can't fight your battles for you. You can't fight my battles for me. They're out there every day, the battles of the mind. But anyways, it says, I don't forget what it says. Oh yeah. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. No, that's not what it says. You got me off. I know what it says. It says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, your natural man. It says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to pull down fear, to pull down doubt and unbelief, to pull down poverty, to pull down the principalities and powers that are trying to rule in my life, in my heart, in my mind, in my family. He said, cast those imaginations down. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. If something tells you you're a Christian but you're not going to be successful, that's exalting itself above the knowledge of God. It said you are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. You are the healed of God and you declare it. The Bible said that God... And the Bible, a guy told me one time, he said, look, man, you can't go around confessing something that ain't true. He's a Christian. I said, well, I'm not God. He said, God don't do that. I said, you ain't read it. I said, I found a scripture in the Bible that says that we are like God. As God is, that's exactly right. That little one scripture tucked in that Bible. Ooh, I found that one day and I thought, glory to God. I knew I was a speaking spirit. God is a spirit. The Bible says God is spirit. And then we are speaking spirits, Jesse. We begin to declare what God's word says for our life and decree it over our life. We first got to have it in our mind and heart, friend. I mean, you can have a shotgun and just let the stray dogs kill your cats. You don't go shoot them. Or they come up and you give them a warning shot, poof, pow, they run off. But if they don't kill my kitty cats, I'm going to shoot them. That is the weapons in the spiritual realm that you have over the kingdom of darkness. I've said that in it. But anyhow, it says casting down imaginations. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought into captivity. See, wants you to believe, says, that he can just do whatever he wants to. And if you believe that, you'll sit on your couch and let him. Not nothing down in you. I'm talking about all of us. I'm talking about all of us. If Satan's got me convinced that there's nothing I can do about my circumstances, then I won't do nothing. But if I listen to God and the Word of God, he'll say, get up and engage. Get up and decree and declare, hallelujah, and move forward like it's done. The Bible says that God calling those things that be not as though they were. You are like God. According to your Bible. Unless you got the Quran. I don't believe that garbage. If any man preaches any other... Is this a King James?
Yes, sir.
Any other gospel. If they preach you're supposed to be healed and God's teaching you, that's another gospel. If they preach God don't want you to prosper, they're preaching another gospel. If they preach that God that some marriages are just destined to end, they're preaching another gospel. If any man preaches any other gospel, any other word to you, don't believe it. I don't care if it's me, Chris. I won't. If I stick with this, I'm solid. Oh, better put this back, Ralph. You good. Teresa told me the other day, I preached Wednesday night, and I told her, I said, that wasn't my message. She said, don't say that. She said, don't say that. She said, did you preach what God wanted? I said, well, yeah. But it wasn't the message I had. She said, don't say that. She said, you preached what God wanted you to. Jesse gives his heart back to Jesus. Rededication to the Lord. What an honor, man. I preached and you responded. That was God backing up what I preached. Now, you got to get healed because I'm preaching it, and he's going to back it up. You disagree, and he's going to back it up. Anything in line with his word that is his will that you believe and you embrace, pray God, he's going to back it up. That's why Anita's getting healed. She'll go back next time, and he'll be like, we don't see a thing. Man, there ain't nothing. And then all the symptoms will begin to leave. All the things will begin. I know personally what I'm talking about. But God, I had heart attacks, and they were like, you had heart attacks? And I said, I don't know. I could see me, when they're saying that, you know, I could see me in the garden. And I'm a gardener, you know, and so I'm driving fence posts for my tomato steaks. I'm done with them short sticks, so I'm getting something that'll last, you know, year after year after year. And so I'm driving them, and there's been times, friend, when I would fall, I would have pain between my shoulder blades. My heart never hurt. Heart doctor, your heart never hurt? I said, nah. I said, my dad got numb down through here, and, you know, when he was having trouble, I said, but I never did. You know, I said, I just attribute that to 40 years of smoking, you know. I didn't attribute it to having a heart, but I would fall on my knees in that garden by myself. Y'all wasn't there with me. That's why I say, you didn't know nothing about that battle, did you? Me in the garden, right at that moment. No, you knew nothing about it. So the church in general couldn't help me with that battle. So I'd fall on my knees several times, not just there, but other things I would do. You know, and I would say, glory to God, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, I draw my strength from you right now, Father God. I rebuke this in the name of Jesus Christ, and I drive these in your name. And I would rise up, buddy, but God empowered by, heart attacks couldn't kill me. They can't stop faith. You hear me? You know, you preach this in some churches and they're like, I don't know about all that. Oh, God, you're making this impossible. No, you believe God, you get in agreement with that word, then what you can't do, he will do. What is impossible to you, God adds his supernatural on it because of your faith in him and brings to pass what you are not able to do. That's faith. That's what faith is for. Trump, they're done calling him, he's Antichrist. He's trying to bring world peace. I mean, sounds, but know what God done, and I believe God is doing, and I believe this, it is against the law to believe on Jesus over there. You will be killed over there if you give your heart to Jesus. There was an underground church, and I believe that because of those people that knows Jesus, that is over there sacrificing their life, being beheaded and killed and hung and tortured for the name of Jesus Christ, I believe they've been praying for God to deliver them. I believe they've been believing that God would move in such a way. And now God, after all these years, is saying, I'm coming. I'm coming. I am almost there last year. Y'all hang on. I gave them a warning in January and they wouldn't take it. I gave them a warning. Now I'm going to take down your enemies. And I'm going to bring revival in your house. That's here. That's you. That's me. That's them. He's moving in Iran. What kind of president? He got up there and preached the gospel. I've never heard a president read the Bible about Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. I've heard them talk about God. To Iran, they think about their God. When you say God, then we do. Jehovah Jireh, the great I am. And just like with Elijah, you call on your God now. Why don't you call on your God? And I'll call on my God. And the God that answers by fire, Elijah said. He said, that's God. Amen. Well, if we come to the point, bless God, to where we got to say praise God, we going to call on our God. Hallelujah. I went to the jails one time, and this self-proclaimed prophet wanting to preach at my brother's church. And he had led him some, you know, but wanted a service or whatever. And I was going to the Blount County Jail. And boy, they just, I'd tell about what's happening in them jails. People get excited. People get born again. I mean, I'm casting out devils. I'm breaking curses where people have put voodoo curses on these guys, or this in particular guy. I went to him and I told him, I said, I can bind, but if they wanted to go to the jail, I'll tell you. I told him, I said, listen, man, I'm here. I can bind the devil and run him out of this cell. I said, I can. I said, fact of the matter, I already have when I got here. See, you ought to think that way about yourself. When you walk, demons tremble. Because you know in whom you have put your confidence in. Hallelujah. And I told him, I said, but look, I said, when I leave, they'll come back. They'll come back. She's sticking him. And he feels like it's an actual literal knife stuff. That stuff works. It's witchcraft. Well, I said, but there's one way. I said, I can get you delivered. I said, you can be delivered today. I said, but you've got, I said, Jesus died on the cross and Jesus took authority over all of this. I said, but the only way you can be delivered and free from that voodoo is give your heart to Jesus. Amen. When you submit to Jesus, I said, you come up in power. Well, bless God, he said, well, let's just do it. I'm not going to get saved here, you know. So I led the guy to Jesus. He gave his heart to Jesus. I went into that jail the next week, I think it was on Thursday night, and had that jailer, oh, this guy upstairs, he said, don't go down here. You got to go see him. I said, oh, yeah, yeah. I go up there, pray God up there in that cell, hallelujah. I'm busting the devil right now for you. You hear me? I go up there and he said, hey, preacher, hey, man, pray God. He said, pray God. I'm like, ooh, pray God. I said, what's happening? He said, you know what? He said, I ain't been stabbed not one time since I gave my heart to Jesus. I don't even need you to pray for me. Tell me some more. I said, you got it right there. That Bible. I said, you get in that Bible. I said, you pray and you ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that word to you. You ask the Holy Spirit. I said, it's good if you want to listen to me preach and minister. That's great. I said, but you get in that Bible. I said, and you can start revival. He never got stabbed again by that voodoo doll. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you know, and then you come over to the church, not here. Most all of y'all stand against the powers of darkness. You've learned through the Word of God. And you've learned that God has a purpose for you. And you've learned that He wants us to win people to Jesus. He wants us to train people up in the Word of the Lord and in the power of the kingdom of God so that we walk in the power of God out there. That this world sees us and they say, we want what they got. They've got something. They get healed every time. Something comes up financially and it looks like they're not going to make it. And they just make it. And then they come to you. People have told me, boy, you're the luckiest guy I've ever seen. You know, things. I like junk stuff. Junk lawnmowers, junk boats, junk. Just junk. And me and the Lord just has a good time figuring it out. I might burn up $60 fixing an air conditioning system, but I can fix yours now. It cost me a little, but I can fix yours now. Figured it out. I had to burn up for several things and praise God, hallelujah, and asking the Lord, Lord, help me, hallelujah. See, He's there helping me, Jesse. He's showing me. Don't hook that up. And I'm like, it might be that one. Don't hook it up. Hook it up. Oh, man, I knew it. I had this bulldozer one time and big one, 955 cat bulldozer, about a 35,000 pound machine. And the tracks, will you run one of them tracks off? Terrible. Man, I mean, it's terrible. I broke big winches and everything trying to drag them back on. Right before it come off every time, and then it would take me over a half a day to get it back on. And all of that, you know. Every time right before it would come off, I would think, stop and check it. I told Teresa that I quit telling her that. Because I told her it come off and she'd say, did you have a thought before? And I'd be like, well, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to obey the Holy Ghost. She'd tell me, you got to be obedient to the Holy Ghost. How many hours would it have saved you if you'd have stopped and pumped that up right quick? Why didn't you stop? Because I'm in a hurry. I don't want to stop. I want to clean off. I want to bulldoze. What I'm saying, see, it's not just the demons and all of that. It's God will give you wisdom. He'll prompt you, don't go that way. He'll tell you, engage in this deal. Engage in this. Plant in this. Sow a seed. I believe when I didn't forget your name now. Johnny. When Johnny got up, Deirdre called him Gary. You'll never get called anything in here, but you will be called anointed. I will declare you're not a stiff neck. You are an anointed bunch. You are a prosperous bunch. You are on a journey headed somewhere to be victorious bunch. So I started acknowledging God in all of that. And you know what, man? It would never come off. Every time I'd have that thought, I'd be like, stop. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I didn't want to stop for 2 minutes. I could dig a tree up in 2 minutes. I'd get back on there. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Digging ponds and all kinds of stuff with it. With the Lord. With Him helping me. With Him anointing me. Hallelujah. They called me the other day. Have you considered selling that land you got, that land over there? And have you considered it? When did you consider it? I said, when you called me. I didn't consider till you called me. Well, what was your purpose? I said, to sell it to you. How long have you had it? 10 years. 10 years. Did you get done what you wanted to with it? I said, me and the Lord did. Who? Me and the Lord. They wondered if He's on the deed. If you own it and somebody else called Lord owns it, this is more trouble. Praise the Lord. Well, if I believe He's blessing me with it, well, then why wouldn't I bring Him in on it? Yeah. Amen. I told him, I said, Lord, because look, when we outgrow this church, Jesse, we're going to outgrow this church. I don't care what it's looked like for 40 years, 24 years, 30. All that don't matter to me. I told the Lord, I've stood up there and I said, God, we don't have enough parking over there, but we could buy every house over there if God wants us to. Put big pipes and tear this one down, move it back, build us all kinds of, there's all kinds of possibilities. But I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if you need this property up here to build a church, we'll give it to you. I was including Travis. It's half his. Well, if he wants the back half, I'll give him all the back half. He can't even do nothing with it. It's valleys. Me and the Lord wants the best. He saved the best to lad. I'm just playing. But I told the Lord, though, Johnny, I said, Lord, it's yours. Just like when Travis, I mean, that was a great testimony that he gave of God's glory in his life when he went on vacation 2.5 hours up yonder, wherever he went, Tennessee. And we were in revival, and they'd had it planned, whatever. And they went. And he drove 2.5 hours to be in the church service. And then when church service was over, drove 2.5 hours back. He drove 5 hours just to be in an hour and 10 minute church service. But the reason why he was telling, he said, that stuff is not going to come. The kingdom is first to me. That's where his heart was at. His heart pushed him by. He don't like to drive. He gripes every time the job's over 45 minutes. I mean, if he punches it in, I'm not thinking, well, it must be 2 hours. He lost 45 minutes. I'm like, golly, hallelujah. Praise God. I mean, 45 minutes. So I told him one day, I said, what do you expect? I said, do you expect garage doors in your backyard? Come on, man, quit complaining. Praise the Lord. But the kingdom. See, the Bible says, know you not that the kingdom is in you. See, you can't be slaves to these things. Fear. Like Teresa talked about, I'm telling you, praise God. I mean, people's tried to get me for years to do this and hot dogs and all that to draw people in. And all they do is break me. You come feed them hot dogs, don't see them again. We do it all for Jesus. I done figured out the glory of God, the preaching of God's word, the power is the power of the gospel. The word of God is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. When without Jesus in our life, we are slaves to the powers of darkness. He has a plan for you, Satan. John 10:10 tells you he does. He's out to kill, steal, and destroy. I'm positive if I had not to give my heart to Jesus, that back in 1994, I think it was, I would probably be dead or in prison or something because of the life that I was following Satan. Not realizing I was falling. He's setting traps for me just like I do bass. Throw it out, keep biting that one, I'll tie me a different one on. I'll find one that lure that I'm throwing out at gets his attention. That's what Satan was doing to me. That's the way he was doing. And every now and then he'd catch one. I'd catch one. Anyhow, I was slaves to jealousy. You don't need to be jealous of other businesses if you're in business. Work it out. Work out the salvation. Come on, you're not a competitor. You don't compete. We don't compete, we believe. Right? We advertise, we believe. We don't compete. Somebody told me years ago, there was a garage door company opened up down here where Willie Marsh was. It's right in my back door. And I go by there and I'm like, what? You can't be serious. Not on my way to work. He should have moved on the other side of town or something. But no, right on my way to work, open a garage door company up. Are you serious? And I'm going, you know, and that thing's trying to eat at me. Who does he think he is? Ain't we in a free country? Right? You go get your license, you know, whatever you want to. Unless it's illegal. Well, the Lord told me, He said fear is what jealousy is. That's when he began to teach me that jealousy is fear. He said, jealousy, he said, you call jealousy, he said, is fear. He said, and I have not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Coward. The word fear there means cowardly. You cow down to sickness. Cow down to not having enough. Cow down to your light bill went up $350. Cow down. You was doing good till then. No, you got to learn to ride on the wings of faith whenever this stuff happens. If it happens and it increases, God, if you believe him, will increase it. Guy came up one time and up here and gas had went pretty high or whatever. Come up here and he said, hey, man. He said, come in agreement with me, brother. He said that gas will come down. I said, I won't do it. See why he left? I said, I won't do it. I said, but I'll pray that you have the ability to believe God if it goes to $10 a gallon. God, please, would you make the devil leave me alone? God went to prayer one time and told that preacher, he said, would you pray that the devil will leave me alone? He said, you want to die? He said, you ready to go home and see Jesus? Well, no, man. He said, that's the only way. He said, you've got to learn and to take your authority over him because he's never going to leave you alone. And we don't fear our enemy. I don't have competition with my little honey. You know, whether somebody's liable to snatch her up and, you know, and take her off and whine and dine her. Why? Because I got rid of fear. And it made me think, and I've told her, I'm the best thing ever happened to you other than Jesus. But God, and I say that because I am born again. I am washed in the blood of, I'm headed for destiny, a great destiny. I'm blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Whenever I was 3 months behind and they telling me I'm going to have to get out of my house, I didn't lay down to it, praise God. I would look at my wife and I'd say, we blessed. We're blessed. It didn't look blessed, didn't feel blessed. But you know what? Me and the bank don't own my house anymore. I would not let it go. I stood on God's word after I got adjusted and got out of that fear and all of that stuff. You know what? I own everything I got right now, and I've got some stuff. But you know what? I fought the good fight of faith in it. You've got to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. So I told that brother, I said, no, but I'll believe God that you have more than enough if it goes to $10 a gallon. See, don't let what you go through change what you believe. You believe what you believe based on the Bible. If you believe God, you believe what the Bible says, and then you say, that's it. That's like Nita going and saying, I seen her went and helped her with her garden a little bit, and she was talking about going back, and she said, I'm healed. I'm healed. Like that, and I looked at her, and I said, that's it. You are. She was before she knew it. Right? See, faith, you don't have to see it to believe it. You believe it because the Bible says it. You choose to believe it. You choose to believe it. Then once you believe it, faith enters. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word, Romans 10:17. But doubt comes by the other way, by hearing. The negative stuff, hallelujah. So I want to encourage, let's bow our heads. Father, we just praise you. And Father, I just thank you.